Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Jerusalem are clear tonight, a warm evening ideal for a stroll through the city. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild, offering a pleasant night. Down south in Eilat, it's a balmy evening by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, 2 hours ago, the next battle over the Strait of Hormuz has already begun. After the ceasefire and memorandum of understanding in Switzerland, the US and Iran are working to restore full operations. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that dozens of Kfar Yonah residents blocked ultra-Orthodox vehicles from entering Prison 10. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF struck rocket launch sites across the Gaza Strip. The sites were established during the ceasefire with Hamas. Separately, the Times of Israel discusses who influences Trump on Iran and Lebanon, Senators Vance or Rubio, amid Beirut-Jerusalem talks in D.C. And finally, from Forward 33 minutes ago, pro-Israel Adrian Boafo won Maryland's Democratic primary to fill Steny Hoyer's seat. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, posted just minutes ago that this Friday we'll see major anti-Hamas protests in Gaza. He says Hamas militias are targeting activists and launching smear campaigns. Meanwhile, Ynet Global reported 11 minutes ago on a first-of-its-kind case in the Netherlands where a terminally ill child under 12 was euthanized, sparking a global debate. Yoni Mishani, an Israeli commentator, writing on X just now, criticized UN officials for dismissing evidence of Hamas affiliations and drawing false equivalences between Israel and terror groups. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Strait of Hormuz, Walla reports that tensions are simmering despite recent diplomatic efforts in Switzerland. The US and Iran are keen to ensure safe passage for global oil supplies. The outcome could significantly impact global energy prices. Turning to Gaza, the IDF strikes on rocket launch sites come after a fragile ceasefire with Hamas. JNS highlights that these sites were covertly set up, raising concerns over future escalations. This action underscores the ongoing volatility in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel explores the influence of US senators on Trump's Middle East policy. The differing views within the White House could affect U.S. diplomatic strategies with Iran and Lebanon. The implications are significant for regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports Cyberbit is shutting down its Israeli operations, leading to job losses. The company, a former Elbit spin-off, trained cybersecurity teams, but is now ceasing local activities. Separately, Walla Business highlights a financial report stating mortgage costs have risen dramatically. The removal of a prime limit without proper assessments has burdened Israeli borrowers with higher costs. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the evolution of office spaces. In the era of hybrid work, new employment complexes are offering much more than traditional office environments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.